1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. It will cost you more to borrow money as the Federal Reserve raises a key rate again. More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says inflation is improving, but not enough.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5.25% to 5.5%.
The decision brings the benchmark rate to a 22-year high. And as rates have gone up, inflation has been falling and is now at 3%.
Her pain and passion came through in her music. Irish singer Sinead O'Connor has died. She was known for the 1990 hit Nothing Compares to You, and during a 1992 appearance on Saturday Night Live, she ripped a photo of Pope John Paul II and proclaimed, "Fight the real enemy." Rolling Stone contributor Anthony DeCurtis.
She tried to make clear that, you know, she was protesting the Catholic Church in Ireland's abuse of children. Now that's an old story. At that time, it was not something that people really knew much about or said much about.
Hunter Biden's plea deal for two federal tax misdemeanor charges and a felony gun charge is on hold. It fell apart when the prosecution told the judge the deal did not immunize the president's son from future prosecutions arising out of the investigation. The defense thought it did. CBS's Skylar Henry on what's next.
After the deal unraveled, the judge gave the two sides 2 weeks to address her concerns and said she will then reach a decision on whether to accept or reject their agreement.
A scare today at the beginning of a press conference by Senate Republicans. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell began to speak, then froze.
And a string of...
McConnell was escorted away by another senator. Then after a few minutes, he returned to answer questions. He was asked what happened and quickly said, "I'm fine." Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Around a dozen people, including two firefighters, suffered minor injuries when a fire on a crane caused its arm to strike a building as it crashed to the street in New York City. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The fire was finally extinguished. The city did a preliminary inspection and found that both of the buildings impacted and the crane that remains standing are structurally stable, meaning they are not at risk of collapsing. But there was a stop work order for the construction site as the investigation continues.
An Ohio police officer is fired for unleashing his canine on a black truck driver earlier this month who was surrendering with his hands raised. The driver was treated for bites. State troopers told him not to deploy the dog. The Circleville Police Department says Officer Ryan Speakman did not meet the standards and expectations it holds for its officers. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use for ages 4 and up.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 64 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 94. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 66. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Democratically elected president of Niger has been ousted. Members of the African nation's military appearing on TV saying they've seized control and imposed a curfew. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is watching closely.
Whether this constitutes a coup, technically or not, I can't say. That's for the lawyers to say. But what it clearly constitutes is an effort to seize power by force.
Blinken says America's relations with Niger depends on the outcome of that situation. Federal Reserve raising interest rates another 0.25% again. The board unhappy inflation hasn't yet reached the 2% goal. This is the 11th rate hike in 17 months. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting with the Russian defense minister on military cooperation. This is ABC News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, The Stephanie Miller Show. At 11, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools.
Yes, I'm an alumni teacher of St. Paul, and I went to St. Paul Public Schools, and as you probably are listening on those ads that we're running, they're giving out $10,000 bonuses for teachers and other support staff, so check it out, spps.org. Hey, we're here with, I don't know, I just did a commercial, Arvina. I love.
Hey, we're here. That was pretty good.
Arvina Martin. Well, it was funny. Haley and I were at the Twins game. I don't know if you saw that, Arvina. We did the show live from the Twins game, and I wasn't used to doing all the talking in the show. I usually just let our guests talk, and I kept on saying to Haley, "How much time do I have left?" And she goes, "Oh, another 7 minutes." I'm going, "What?
7 minutes? Yeah."
So it was we
both were like ADHD. Looking out at the field, because where we were sitting, it was like, you know, the press desk, and so we're not facing each other, we're just both looking out at the field, and there was so much going on. I felt like Oh, what is that?
Well, I also thought, Arvina, that I was talking for 20 minutes and it ended up being I was only talking for 3 minutes.
See, well, and I do have ADHD, and so I'm sitting here, it's a lot easier for me to talk and like have meetings and stuff and process what's happening if I'm doing something with my hands. So I'm beating, if you see me look down, I'm still listening. It just helps me be able to, you know, process what's happening in the moment. Because otherwise, my mind wanders really easily.
Exactly.
Hey, whatever works.
Exactly. Hey, so I'm wondering too, if you could update our listening audience kind of a little bit what you're talking about, the Indigenous Games of 2023, if just give a little background on that, because Wisconsin youth did awesome.
Yeah, I believe, and this is all just stuff I've gleaned from like social media and from having friends and relatives that all participated in all different kinds of games. It's the Indigenous Games, I believe, happen every 4 years and are a like Olympic style sports competition. So lots of different kinds of sports and like track and field and golf and games and things like that for Native folks in North America. And they had all of the teams divided up, there were different divisions based on age and gender, and everybody competed as the state or the province that they were from. So other than the Haudenosaunee, I apologize to any of our relatives that heard me mispronounce that. Haudenosaunee or Haudenosaunee, I've heard it pronounced both ways. So I apologize if I messed that up. But they competed as their own team. Yeah, about 5,000 youth. And I'm just looking, I've got on my other screen over here, I'm looking, and Team Wisconsin finished highest out of all the U.S. teams, but behind Saskatchewan, British Columbia, Ontario, Alberta, Manitoba, and the Eastern Door and the North. So yeah, there were a lot of kids. Wisconsin came home with 56 medals.
Wow.
Contrasting, Saskatchewan had 52 gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these delegations were really big.
Yeah.
But
well, I know in Wisconsin, boys did well in basketball because I have an aide that went there, a representative aide and her family. And I think her daughter played basketball too, but they did really well. And it's like the real deal. You know, I'm seeing pictures and videos of what's going on. They marched in, they did the whole Olympic style ceremonies. It was really awesome.
I was telling Haley last week that when I saw pictures popping up in my feed, it was making me teary, just
just to see all of these, you know, Native youth coming out and you know, representing their communities and representing their tribes and their state or province. You know, what an honor and how cool to be able to meet other Native youth, other kids doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I have an update too, I guess, just regarding the games as well. But this is coming from Alex Buffalohead of NACDI, who we've had on the show before. But in her update about the games, several Indigenous youth athletes from Minnesota participated in volleyball, baseball, and basketball. The Minnesota Red Bears Athletics trained and supported several of these athletes. Patrick Crow, also known as Yamni Crow from Pine Ridge, played U19 basketball, won a silver medal, and played with only 6 active players.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that? Right. Patricia Crow, also from Pine Ridge, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ania Smith of White Earth, participated in U19 girls volleyball, as well as Malachi Crow of Pine Ridge, William Moose Jr. of White Earth, Mukwa Roberts Jr., a U16 team from the Dakota Swelling, Minnesota basketball team, also won silver medals. And Amerin's Chamberlain Ho-Chunk competed with the U19 team as
baseball.
Well.
Baseball. You
yes.
can...
Yeah. Yes,
and baseball. What's great is, you know, we support our young athletes as a nation, and all three of us here are Ho-Chunk, and we got to be proud of how we support our youth, and it's really really exciting too. Speaking of support, you know, we have the executive director here of Emerge Wisconsin, and that's all about support. And I know good things are happening, and we talk a lot about it, and I know more and more about it each time. How you go about your business and how you're working with young natives to run, and I just want to be here and support whatever you got going on. So what, you have any updates or any feelings about this in the last week? I know it's a process, so things don't happen like every minute, but you know.
I mentioned previously that we finished up our first cohort. They finished their training and they will be graduating on Sunday. Yes, I'm very excited to see them all. We didn't get to meet in person as much as we normally would have due to winter weather on some of the weekends that made it, you know, it wasn't safe to travel, and keeping people at home and safe is important, obviously, excuse me. But that means we didn't get to see each other as many times and get to know each other in person the same. Mm-hmm. So I am very much looking forward to our graduation ceremony and you know, just being able to cap off an amazing year of work that these women put in into learning about what it is that that makes them want to run for office and how to do it and how to do it in a way that is authentically themselves. You know, at Emerge, we're not you know, saying this is how you run a campaign and this is the box that you need to be in. We, you know, want people who are able to, you know, take the lessons and the resources and the connections and then be able to put them towards positive campaigns that are, you know, that are equitable, that are inclusive of all kinds of people in whatever ways that need to be included so that everybody, you know, can be a part and participate in your campaign, but also so that you're able to like effectively communicate. And that is helpful, not just for running, but for serving and.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Able to be authentic to who they are as real people and not just, you know, this is how Arvina, the older person, does this. This is how Arvina, you know, the human being, operates. And that informs how Arvina, the elder, would make decisions on things and talk to people and everything. So I'm just really excited. I can't wait to see, you know, some of these women are already making plans to run either next spring or next fall. So we've got, So we've got people that are already committing to it and, you know, starting to make their plans and put to use the training that they've got this last year. You know, it's exciting. It's super, super exciting. We've got a class, I call them small but mighty, but we they all have, I mean, tremendous stories and experiences, but also a tremendous amount of pride in their communities, and a desire to help, you know, and a desire to make the places where they live better than they are right now. And I think that that's the only actual prerequisite to, you know, real prerequisite. I mean, except for things that have like age-based, you know, conditions like that, but that's really the qualification you need in order to serve in elected office. You need to care about your community and making it better.
Well, and I was taught, and I don't know, Arvina, if you were taught, but I was taught that the women have always led the way, you know, and in a lot of ways. I mean, even if, as far back as, I shouldn't say as far back, but as recent as the American Indian Movement, they might have had a few men that were up in front, but the women were making all the decisions in the background. And I think that's the way, in a good way, we should be supporting here as me as a man, because that's how things get done. Come on.
Well, and I think if you look at especially the Ho-Chunk Nation, we do have a strong history of intelligent and strong and powerful women that serve. You know, I feel like if you go back, we're very close to parity almost always in terms of the makeup of our legislative body. Our legislature has, you know, good numbers of, you know, equal-ish numbers of men and women. It's never, you know, like just one. And what our first chairwoman right. of the Ho-Chunk Nation, then when it was the Wisconsin Winnebago, Helen Miller Minor. I always I'm afraid I'm going to say her name backwards. So if I got that wrong too, I apologize. And I'm referring to her with great respect, and I apologize if I messed that up. But you know, think about Charisse Davids. You know, there's so many incredible women that we have in our communities that are ready to put in the work. And that's not to say that we don't have men that are not ready and willing to do the same. And I've told folks that I'm happy to help direct them to places that can train them. But even though Emerge Wisconsin can't do that, I am happy to help and direct them to organizations that can.
Yeah, and we're here willing to help at Native Roots Radio. We've done symposiums. We've done these things all over Turtle Island, and we're really excited to have you on pretty often now, weekly at least, to speak your truth and get that word out there. I know you're busy right now, but will you come back for just a little bit here in this last segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. Ho-wah.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
The Blue Line allows us to actually connect people in real time to this community. Instead of bypassing it, they're going to stop and shop. They're going to stop and play. They're going to stop and work. Blue Line is a connector.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Arvina was muted during her howl. We might have to do that again.
Oh, no! I had a little bitty awoo.
Oh, okay, we can take that down. Oh, it's broken now. Oh no,
it was broken.
Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, executive director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're talking about a lot of things. But I'd like you to talk a little bit more about Emerge. And one of the things I always want to bring up is, you know, how people can support this, and where's your website and Facebook?
Yeah, you can find us on social media at Emerge WI or Emerge Wisconsin. And our website is wi.emergeamerica.org. And you can go there to find out information about future programming that we're going to be doing, information about things that our alumna are working on and are getting bodies that they're getting elected to, and amazing work that they're doing. And the thing that is most helpful to us is when you donate. So we do have a link there where you can go and give us a donation. We actually, I think it's about 80% of our budget is all directly program related. So, you know, your money is going to good work and good use to our, you know, training these future leaders, current leaders and future leaders of Wisconsin. And we're also, you know, anybody out there in Wisconsin that is interested in thinking, you know, maybe this is going to be the time, maybe I want to do something like this. You can also go to our website and get on our mailing list that will announce when our applications are open. We will be opening those up so you can start applying this year on Labor Day, and it will go through November, and we'll pull together an amazing cohort for our class of 2024. And remember how I said that the one thing that you need, like the one qualification that you need for being an elected official, is to care about your community and wanting to make it better. Mm-hmm. I just want to give this message to any woman, well, any person out there that is thinking about, you know, maybe this would be a good spot for me. Maybe I could serve on my county board or my school board. Do it. Run for office. You have a perspective and a unique experience that no one else has. And maybe that's what your local legislative body, what your government needs, is your experience. You don't need to be an attorney. You don't have to have a college degree. You just.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat and silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veterans service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 64 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 94. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 66. Mainly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Campaign, you have the same conversations and the people want to know kind of similar things about you, and nobody, unless you've done it, you don't really kind of have anybody, or you don't know how to relate, because there isn't really another kind of similar experience that you can that folks can easily relate to. So having a cohort and a group of people going through the same experience makes that the whole journey a lot less lonely, and it helps bolster your own self-esteem. You know, you've got these, in our case with Emerge, you've got this whole group of women who believe in you and know that you are capable and are going to help lift you up and give you those moments of when you're self-doubting, be like, I don't like that. No, you don't talk about yourself this way. You are capable, you are competent, and you're going to win this. So let's go do it. You know, those are all things that are necessary for a successful campaign, and training is a great way to go find them all in one place.
Hey, thank you, Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. I also want to give a big shout out to State Representative Jessica Hansen and, of course, Haley and our listening audience. We're still here.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark
WFHR,
Office.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.